Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from the divine. In our household, we are not ashamed of the blood of Jesus. We're not ashamed of his name. We worship the Holy Trinity, Father of all of us, his Son, Jesus Christ, who died for all of us as the ultimate sacrifice, lived a perfect life, and 3 days later, he rose again, conquering death, giving us all the ability to connect directly to the Father, where we don't have to sacrifice any more people or animals. And sometimes I share music that I create that the Holy Spirit inspires through me. I'm an extremely creative person. I'm a lefty for some things, and I love who I am, even when I make mistakes, because he created me and he makes no mistakes on his children. This show is all about mental health, real tips, practical strategies, real science, real stories. Everything is real, truthful from my perspective and what the current relevant research says. And I want to talk to you today. The Holy Spirit said to me this morning, "You ready for another one?" I said, "Absolutely." He said, "The topic is royal blood." So the first thing that came to mind was one of my community members. We got to talk, and in the last few days, I'm very excited. We got this countdown. I've been in this contest for 3 years. This October will be 3 full years. I was entered into a contest in 2020 of October. And so today, I believe, is 56 days until the countdown. And they had told me, we got to talking about Mrs. Trump, Melania, and they had shared some information about her family line, and actually she comes, I believe, on her mother's side. I'd have to double check, so feel free to fact check, because I haven't looked this up online, that in the country where she was born in, her mother comes from royalty. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so freaking cool. Because in October, we're believing for October 17th, I get to meet all the presidents, all the first ladies, and a few other famous faces. And I had no idea she was of royal blood. And she married a president of the United States of America. How freaking cool is that? We've got royalty in the United States. Leadership. Like, how freaking cool is that? So anyways, that was the first thought that came to mind. And the second thought was a conversation that I had with that same community member. And I said, it's interesting that you said that, because when I first received protections back in October of 2020, all security teams protected me that protect all the presidents of America. It's been a whirlwind these last 3 years. I will say, there are a lot of good things. There are a lot of terrible things, just like you would experience in any sort of long-term competition. If you're an endurance athlete, you know what I'm talking about. If you're running Ironmans, I've never done that personally, but what I've been told by my endurance athlete friends is you get awkward rashes, you chafe on the inside of your thighs, you use a porta potty, and the whole toilet is covered and the ground is covered in poop. It's real gross. I'm sorry I have to be so graphic, but that's the truth. Because people are in such a rush to win the race that they can't control. Some of them, when it gets towards the end, they're pushing their bodies to the limits. If you read, I think it's David Goggins' book. I had gotten his audiobook back when I had Audible. I put a pause on that because of all these people messing with my money. But it's a great book. He is a retired, I want to say, Marine Corps veteran. And he was a recruiter for a long time. I don't know if he's still active duty recruiting or if he retired from that. He's got an incredible, incredible story about being an endurance athlete. I mean, we're talking way beyond Ironmans. I think he did a 100-mile race, all kinds of things. Definitely listen to that book. Not related to royal blood at all, but what it is related to is competing, and competing until the finish line. And if you are of royal blood, and I'm talking the good kind of royalty that takes care of your citizens, that takes full responsibility for who is in your care. You don't quit on them. You don't give up on them. And if there's bullies trying to fight you, if there's bullies telling lies about you, you gather the troops. And you gather all the prayer warriors around you. Just one of the angels in the Old Testament, sent from the Lord above all lords, slayed 125,000 men. And the Lord already revealed it to me over a month ago when I had to pay for a hotel when I was hit by another vehicle. I'm fully insured. She's fully insured. She admitted full fault. I was stuck in a rich town. I called 7 churches. None of them helped me. Even and only the Catholic Church answered the phone. They didn't have any services for a fellow minister in this very rich town in Jasper, Indiana. But they were also grieving because a female police officer had been killed days before. And the Holy Spirit had sent me on a mission trip that day. I thought I was going to be feeding the homeless. And quickly, I turned into an emergency homeless person. So I had to pay for hotel fees. And that is when the Holy Spirit had revealed to me some more things in this contest and to just trust in Him. So instead of complaining in the circumstances that I couldn't change, I reached out to my mother and we wrote a song together for the fallen officer and for the community of Tell City, Indiana. For Heather Glenn, the fallen police officer that served over 20 years in that community. She started the youth program there. She helped real citizens, protecting them from domestic violence. She protected and was on the way to the hospital, and the man followed her to the hospital and killed her after she used an electronic device and it didn't work. She fought the good fight till her last day doing what she was assigned to do. And that whole community, and an hour away of that community, I believe they were grieving. The officer that had written up the report for us said he was on his way to help with the funeral arrangements. The tow truck driver told me he was friends with her in high school. So he started sharing information about her and her family, and that helped me to customize the content in the song. And this isn't something that I share publicly. I'm not afraid of it. I'm not ashamed of it. But I don't want people to think, oh, she's doing it for attention on her brand. No. These people were grieving, and they couldn't even process the loss of one of their own. And here I am, a stranger in that community. They didn't know me, so I didn't take it personally that they didn't offer me any emergency housing assistance. They told me, Evansville, Indiana, an hour away or 2 hours away from where I got hit and where I was stuck, is where they move all the homeless people, where all the homeless services are. But both of my credit cards illegally were maxed capacity because I had applied for a second one at a lower interest rate because my credit was shot from 7 years of getting divorced to my first husband. And I did the process. I did the due diligent process of applying when I was qualified for a lower interest credit card. I had requested. I had gotten the information over a month prior from my bank. My new bank that I had to create after I was targeted last fall. And they tried to damage my social security number by targeting me as a Christian in America. Flipping my money upside down last fall. Forcing me into homelessness. I don't complain. I tell you the truth on this show. I come from royal blood, and they royally disrespected me, a child of the Most High King in the bloodline of King David. But they didn't know it. They didn't know it because I didn't share that part until the appointed time. We're 56 days out from me getting the opportunity to meet Mrs. Trump, Melania. I can't wait to meet her. I would absolutely love to take photos with her in our gorgeous outfits. And I'm believing they're going to restore the wedding and the year, brand new year of marriage that my husband and I had last year. They stole from us illegally when they tried to have us killed when he asked to retire from this group that he told me he wasn't associated with. Because he told me, I can't tell you things, because if I tell you, then if someone were to capture you, they could torture you for information, Aaron. You're my wife. I need to protect you at all costs. I said, then don't tell me what you're a part of. He said, I'm going to quit the group after we got married. I said, I don't know what group you're a part of because you've denied being a part of anything. Don't quit your friends. I said, I'm not trying to get you to disassociate from your friends. If you've been rolling with these guys for a long time, don't quit your friends. He said, nah, I don't trust any of these guys. Bunch of shady losers, thieves. I don't trust nobody. I want to spend time with my wife. I said, okay. Whatever decision, if you believe that's what the Lord wants you to do, then I support it. 19 days of marriage. And on Easter Sunday of 2022, he told me he needed the dog tags back. Days before that, I had received a phone call from what I thought was a friend of 7 years. Black female warrant officer who served over 20 years to the United States Army. They had threatened her to disassociate from me a year prior. I didn't know this, but I've had to deal with this stupid contest for 3 years. Nothing surprises me. She had yelled the last interaction before that, yelled at the top of her lungs, when my friend, Amanda, came into town, was driving through with her husband and her children, my friend from high school. And she wanted to see me. I had not seen my friend from high school. We sang in the choir together. Her mother is a retired chief of the Navy who was a guest in attendance in our concerts in 2021 for Aaron Nicole Ministries. I was staying at that time, sleeping on the couch of what I thought was my friend. And I was driving to go meet my friend, Amanda, and she called me, yelling at the top of her lungs. I didn't understand why she was yelling at me. I had told her that I was in the process of moving out. I had gotten one of my coworkers that I was working at the post office at that time had told me that I could pay rent for a room. And this person was very trustworthy, and I talked to, it was a man, so I was a little concerned, but I asked a bunch of female coworkers, and they said, no, he's a good guy, and he's married, and he's in love with his wife. They're separated right now, but they talk every single day, and they're probably going to get back together. I was like, okay, so you think he's good to live with? They said, absolutely, he won't let nobody mess with you. I was like, okay, cool, and he is a United States Air Force veteran. I had told her I was in the process of getting my own place, not sleeping on her couch anymore, paying her $400 rent, and she screamed at the top of her lungs. It didn't make any sense to me, and I told that to my husband. I said, I haven't talked to her in over a year. This isn't the first time she's done it, so I didn't think anything of it. He says, she's done this before. I said, yeah, she got a terrible anger problem. When I lived with her and her family, I helped coach, and she paid me to coach her mother, who was living with her for 10 years. Her mother was bedridden, pooping and peeing the bed. Extreme depression, clinical, over and above clinical depression. Survivor of a couple of strokes, was on medications for blood coagulations, had gotten weekly checks. I was her mother's caretaker she hired me for. And I coached her mother. I rehabilitated her mother. I started taking her mother to the library, and to doctor's appointments, and to the grocery stores, just being a nice friend to my friend, and she paid me for it. She did not pay me nearly my value. It didn't make sense why she was screaming at the top of her lungs. And he says to me, well, do you think that she could have had some sort of attraction to you? And I was like, I didn't think about that. He says, do you know if she had an attraction to women? I said, well, she's a married lady. Maybe. I don't know. He said, that could make sense if she was jealous, if she was attracted to you. You were taking care of her mother. You were watching her son whenever she would have date night. You became a part of the family. And if you were meeting your female friend, maybe she got jealous. and that's why she yelled at you. And I was like, oh, you're right. I didn't think about that. So she was told to disassociate from me, threatened. We believe her active duty status was threatened. And then they said, oh, no, no, no. Go ahead and reach out to Erin after. After she had disassociated on all social media, what I thought, except for she was connected on Snapchat. And I had shared my wedding photo. We had gotten wedding pictures done at this costume place where you could dress up in different characters. They had like a country theme, a Victorian theme from like the Elizabethan era. They had like the Roaring Twenties theme and the big old-fashioned Tommy guns. And so that was the photo that I took. It was just myself because my husband said, I'm not allowed to post my photo online. I have to be in the shadows. That is the job. That is the assignment that I have with the government. I said, okay. So he said, you can post your own photo and just let people know that you got married. And so we believe she saw that photo, and then they told her, call her. And then they traced the phone call. They committed treason. President Biden's security team committed treason. They all protected me in 2020. That was when I entered this contest for this global mental health ambassadorship. And 19 days of marriage with my husband, and he says to me, I need the dog tags back on Easter Sunday, 2022. I said, I don't want to give you the dog tags back. What is going on? He couldn't explain to me what was going on because he couldn't believe the level of disrespect after he asked to retire from this group. And this group that he denied being associated with because he loves his country and he loves his wife and he protected me and he didn't want me to be harmed. He said, Erin, you have to leave. That's what the boys said. You have to leave the house because they traced the phone call. I said, who traced the phone call? He says, I don't know, but they were able to see our location. We weren't at the house. I was delivering DoorDash, trying to make money because days before that, my car was hit. And I wasn't able to drive on the Lyft app anymore. They blocked me on purpose, financially isolating me. I was in the process of interviewing for jobs. I was applying for positions. He reached out to his buddies, and none of his buddies hired me. Why didn't they hire me? Because they're all involved in this contest. All a bunch of liars, thieves, murderers, killers. And they tried to kill their top-trained assassin. And his wife. Big mistake. Big effing mistake. I'm a child of the Most High King, literally in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And we didn't tell any of them that. His true friends, his loyal friends, they're the ones that look after us. They're the ones that have been watching. I call them the night watchers. I love my security people. I don't know who any of them are. That's the way it's supposed to be. Because anybody can lose their loyalty in a moment. That's what he trained me on. Anybody could get bought out. Are you a true patriot? Or are you a sellout? Are you a winner? Or are you a sore loser who's going to continue messing with me? Continue stealing from me? The latest thing they did this last week, a sheriff deputy unplugged my taillights or snipped the electrical cord so that I would get pulled over because he knew there was a warrant out for my arrest. But when he came to the house, when someone was trying to break into my house and I called 911, he didn't tell me there was a warrant out for my arrest when they came to the house. I didn't give my address on the 911 call to dispatch. So how did he find my house? He said, well, you called 911. We have the power to do it. No, you had the power to do it because I asked my security team to release my location and not hang up the 911 number because I was being bullied by my landlord and lied to because she has been an informant for President Biden's team since I moved in here. Getting paid to break into my room when I am not here, taking photos of my intellectual properties, and I imagine my journal entries without my permissions. How do I know that? At least 3 times in the fall when I came home from my security job, and why was she needing to know what job I had and where I was at and when I would be home? She was asking too many questions about me. I was trained the best from my husband. I don't trust nobody. I can't wait. I can't wait to meet in person Mr. and Mrs. Trump. Once a president, always a president. We're going to drain the swamp. Yes, we are. I can't wait. I come from royal blood, and they royally disrespected me. But I'm not the only one that's been disrespected in America. They are trying to take our freedoms away. Many, many political leaders have been bought out from people overseas that are rich. And why are they rich? Because they abduct children. They sexualize children. They harvest the organs of the children. And at the highest level, they sacrifice these children and drink their blood to stay looking younger. It is a very old satanic practice, done in secret, done in the dark. It is hidden because the enemy loves to do things in the dark, hidden. The enemy cannot be near light. The enemy can only try to get the light to turn away from the Father. They tried this Illuminati group, which is the evil, the highest tier group in the world. Financially, they'll probably change their name because I continue using their name because I'm not afraid to say their name because there is no power in their name. The power, the true power, the source comes from the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit working through me. Every breath I take in, every breath I take out, I am of royal blood and I choose to be obedient to the Father and I choose love. But He has zero love for the evil they are doing to children in the world. And when I got arrested, I was falsely arrested for harassment from a parent that had ignored me when I told her I suspected her children were being abused. Her youngest child was being abused from the oldest child. And I had suspected that the oldest child had been abused for a long time and had a crush on her new boyfriend she had moved in, and I was trying to protect her new boyfriend that she allowed to move in after one date and cut my hours in half overnight with zero notice. And I was trying to protect this man that I didn't need to protect by protecting all parties in the household because I do the right thing no matter what. And I said, I recommend if you're going to be doing a project with her daughter, you open the garage door just to protect all parties so that it doesn't look like anything inappropriate is going on. He said, thank you for that. In my boss's presence, Sabrina's presence, she got so upset that I said her daughter had a crush on him. She said, my daughter does not have a crush on my boyfriend. She was so insecure about the fact that her daughter might have a crush on her boyfriend. And then I said, do you think she might have been abused from your ex or from a family member of his? Because I am a trained person to protect against child abuse. I'm a mandated reporter. I used to teach in the schools. It was a requirement to get training about this every single year. I'm no dummy. She said, well, I did suspect that his father was grooming her. I said, how long ago? She said, 4 years. Then why didn't you listen to me the first time I brought it up to you? Why did you refuse and deny that your daughter needed therapy? Why are you so angry at the guardian ad litem and all the court deciders to try and protect your children? Here's the thing. Here's the key thing I want you to take away from this. I worked off and on with a person for a year that their son had committed suicide because his parents were angry with each other so badly. They pulled him in all kinds of directions, and he was, I believe, from what I heard of the story, I never met the son because he was already dead 18 months or so before I worked with this man. There was no therapists or psychiatrists or psychologists that were willing to work with this man. They all refused to work with him because they all knew he was a danger to their lives. This man caused his son to commit suicide by being so angry at the ex, by forcing his son to break the rules of his mother's household, disrespecting the other person because his priority was to win arguments against his ex instead of what's best for the child. And I could see that in her eldest daughter getting pulled in all kinds of directions. This is the third man this woman is bringing into her child's life. The first husband she told lies about to the second man that was in the military. I don't think the first husband she told me was a musician. Her daughter told me and showed me his face. He's a famous musician online. She told lies and he lost his parenting rights. Second husband adopted child, served overseas, I believe, in the military. I don't know what his job was in the military. She disrespected him. Anything she talked about him was bad. She was coaching her daughters what to say on the FaceTime calls, muting the phone call, telling her oldest daughter what to say, what not to say, coaching her daughter to hate the man that adopted her. For what reason? She didn't know that I worked with a man that had lost his child to suicide for almost a year, about 10 months, February to October of 2020. He received a lot of healing from me for free. But you can't fix demonic forces if people are refusing to admit they have demons within them. They have mental illness they're not getting medicated for. I called the non-emergency line in 2020 when this man started planning his own plans. He started acting out to kill his own mother. That man caused his son to commit suicide and was refusing to admit that he was the problem. This same woman, same situation, but with daughters instead of a son. She hated her ex so much, and she has mental illness. She's not taking the medications for, she's not getting the therapy for, none of that. And instead, she blamed the caretaker of her children that she threw into instant mom position and paid me quite a bit of money to do. She didn't pay me nearly my value. But she paid me to work with her children. And she continued to ask me to do extra services outside of the job that I was hired for because I was willing and had a good attitude. And then, overnight, because I wasn't available one time in my off week when the girls were supposed to be at their dad's house, she called me the night before needing me to be available the next morning. But I had a back injury. And I had texted her, I'm so sorry, I'm not able to come in. Now, I was a W-2 employee, and she, on the contract that we signed, guaranteed me 40 hours a week, but she wasn't giving me 40 hours a week. She wanted me available, but wasn't paying me on my off weeks. She called me on my off week and did not provide me medical, which I think is against the law as a W-2 employee. I'm not sure. I was trying to be kind. And because I wasn't available on that Friday, the following Monday, she had one date over the weekend with this man. And then she moved him in. And on Monday, he was doing all of the things that I was hired to do. He was directing the children. He was telling them what to do and what not to do. And I said, hold on, what is going on here? And I sat down with him, Sergeant Kevin Wilkins, her new boyfriend, and her. I said, I don't know what's going on, but there are 3 different adults in here. Somebody needs to decide who is leading this ship. Now, Sabrina, you hired me to be the nanny of your children. Who is this man? She said, well, we're trying to do some different things here. She had approved me to do a behavior chart for the girls. She was in the process of buying prizes. I said, I don't think prizes are effective long term. She wanted to do everything her way, but she didn't want to do it. And any ideas I had, she had cut me off because I wasn't available in my off week one time. And she was trying to punish me. She was trying to show her dominance. That is borderline personality disorder. That is what they do. I had never worked with someone like that before. Now I know what to look for. I said, I don't care if you're giving directions, but we can't all give 3 different directions to the girls. That will cause confusion. And Kevin admitted, yes, you're right, absolutely. I said, okay, so are you going to be the disciplinarian for their behaviors? He said, I could do that. I said, because Sabrina told me she doesn't want to do the discipline. She wants me to do it. I don't believe it's a nanny's job to discipline children. I believe it's my job to encourage them, to nurture them, to provide fun activities, educational activities. But I can't take care of the dog. I can't go pick up your medicine. I can't do your personal assistant stuff and do the nanny job without any notice at the turn of a dime. I need you to communicate my hours. My hours are so inconsistent every single week. If you're punishing me for not showing up on my off week, when you only gave me a couple hours notice the night before at 8 p.m. calling me late at night after hours on my off week, and you're punishing me because I was injured and you don't provide me medical insurance, we need to figure this out together. What is going on? He and I talked privately after that conversation. He said, so I took some of your hours away. I said, yes, you did. I said, but it's okay because my hours have been all over the place. And what I said, 1 week she had me working 96 hours. His eyes got all big. He's like, oh my gosh, that's not good. I said, I know. She wanted me every single minute of every single day. I had emailed her. I said, I don't know if it still makes sense for me to move it or not. She had offered to move me in before she started dating this man. I said, I don't want to be the third wheel. I was trying to be respectful of this new relationship she was having. And she told me, her friend, Veronica, said she rushed in, moving him in too quickly. That was her HR friend from back in Idaho. She wanted me to connect to her friend because I told her I wrote my autobiography. She wanted me to connect with her. And she wanted to help give me some ideas. She was doing good things. There was goodness within her. But when she moved boyfriend in, I couldn't, in good conscience, watch her daughters protect them from being sexually abused when I wasn't there, potentially. He was super eager to volunteer to help change the diaper of her 5-year-old. Pull-ups. Why was she wearing pull-ups at 5 years old? When I first started working with her, her youngest daughter, she's 6 now, but her youngest daughter was in big girl panties. I was helping pick her outfits out every single day I was there. She was retreating in her bowel movements and her ability to hold her back. She was having accidents at school. That is a sign of abuse and neglect. She was ignoring basic needs of her children because she was so angry at her ex. She had 4 different cases she was paying lawyers for. Owed money to everybody and getting her rent free from the government. $2,500 rent. Completely free for, I believe, 3 years. She's a taker. Straight up. I come from royal blood. We take care of the people that are in our care, whether it's 2 little children or millions. And I am 56 days. I believe 56, if I counted it right. October 17th is the day where I get to meet all the presidents and the first ladies. And I'm responsible for helping to empower people to find happiness from within. I'm the person to help people with depression. 1.56 billion, with a B, people struggle with depression in some capacity of all ages around the world. many of which don't have access to basic mental health care needs and resources because they are living in extreme poverty. I've had to experience that myself, and I haven't experienced as bad as what some people have had to go through. This woman, on purpose, let a good person go with zero notice, royally disrespected me, and she is a fellow person of the Jewish genetic DNA. Romanian Jew. She and I had conversations. She knows I come from King David. I'm a descendant of him. Because I told her that. And they were teaching me different traditional holidays of the celebrations. They liked to celebrate those things. Like Fridays, they didn't want to do any activities, anything outside of the household, and they did this feast, but she wasn't consistent about it. But I liked that she was trying to teach her daughters about their heritage. Only it was all for show. When, as soon as she got boyfriend moved in, she didn't follow any of the things she was saying. She was inconsistent. She was lack of sleep. She was working two full-time jobs. Wasn't really working the jobs, though. She was stealing from company time and using all kinds of excuses and lying and all kinds of things. She was doing whatever she had to do because she wanted full parenting rights. Because she was so angry, she got arrested a couple years before because she left a loaded weapon on the floor with her children unattended, training her oldest daughter to kill her stepfather. I'm 100% confident that's what she was doing because I watched her while I worked with the girls for a few months. She was coaching and training her daughter to hate the second man she brought into the family. And she was doing the same thing with the third man. Completely lying about me, and she didn't fire me. She never fired me. She put me in limbo and just stopped communicating with me altogether. She wanted the third man in her life. At that time, he was active duty, Sergeant Kevin Wilkins. After one date, moved him into the house. She did not care about her children. She did not protect her children, and she was repeating patterns of the past. She does not come from royal blood. I do. And I was arrested on false charges because they listened to her story. And all of the officers knew it. That's why they released me very quickly, and they apologized, and they thanked me for being a minister and for my service to help first responders and veterans. You have to be on guard. We are in the end times. And there will be a lot of people that will tell you all kinds of stories. Desperate times get people in desperate situations. I make good decisions no matter what. I don't break laws. I do not break laws unless they're stupid laws that are not helping the poor. Jesus Christ was homeless, and he told us. He lived a perfect life on earth. He told us to help the poor. He broke all kinds of rules when he came down to earth because the religious leaders were lying to the people at that time, telling people they could earn their salvation by paying taxes to the church, selling items in the house of God. He flipped their tables upside down. He said, "How dare you shame my father's house? I come from his bloodline. I come from royal blood. I do not think I'm better than anybody. I know that I'm not better than anybody. I am set apart. I am salt and light because I choose to be. And I choose love. I choose mercy, and I can't wait to go to court and show all the evidence of what good mothers are supposed to do and what this mother chose not to. Okay, all right, the Father wants me to open up my Bible to Genesis. All right, I have the NIV translation. Chapter 13, he says. Verse 5. Now Lot, who was moving about with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents. But the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. And quarreling arose between Abram's herdsmen and the herdsmen of Lot. The Canaanites and Perizzites were also living in the land at that time. So Abram said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left." Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt towards Zoar. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east. The two men parted company. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and ditched his tents near Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. The Lord said to Abram after Lot had parted from him, "Lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west. All the land that you see I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you." So Abram moved his tents and went to live near the great trees of Mamre at Hebron, where he built an altar to the Lord. Okay? He says, stop right there and say this. What's that, Father? The enemy loves to cause division in families. The enemy will use anything necessary to kill and to destroy. I have come to bring life, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. Choose to look for this in others. Choose to protect children. What's that, Father? He says, listen. When adults bring to your attention abuse of children the first time, if you ignore abuse, you are guilty of the abuse, just the same as the abuser. Wow. Okay. Anything else, Father? Okay. He says, nope, that's all. Wrap it up. All right. So if you desire to have a personal relationship with this Father, the Father of all of us that created us all, and you don't know if you're going to go to heaven when you pass away, it's a free thing for you, this gift of salvation. You can't earn it or buy it, but you do need to speak this aloud and then live a life according to what you speak aloud. So repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. It's a gift you give freely to me. Thank you. Father, I confess I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all the mistakes I've made. Please come into my heart and never leave my side. Show me how to be better every day. Show me how to be more loving to my neighbors and to you. In this I pray in your name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next steps are to get plugged into a Bible-based church. You want to keep God first place. And anything else, Father? Should I do an ask? Jumping jacks. Okay, how many? Okay, he says he wants you to get up and get moving because moving can help with your mood if you have depression. So you can do full jumping jacks, or you can do half jacks if you've got some joint pains. Half jack is where you just step your legs out to the side one at a time and your arms go up to your shoulder line, like a straight line across. And how many, Father? Okay, so however old you are, do that many. So if you're 35, you're going to do 35 of them. If you're 82, you get to do 82 of them. Can they take breaks, Father? He says, of course they can take breaks. You can even do these in a chair if you have some issues with balance. If you do have balance issues and you would like to do it while standing, maybe grab a wall and lean against the wall and just do it on one side. Do half of them and then turn and do the other half to make it even on both sides. So let's all do some jumping jacks together today. Anything else, Father? He says to tell you that he loves you very, very much. Those of you listening to this, anything else, Father? What's that? Amor? Amor? Shamay? Gleek? What is it? Gleek? Nadot. He's saying Gaelic, Hebrew, Swedish. Interesting. I have no idea what that is, so y'all can look that up and see what that means. Wow. Okay, you're giving me multiple languages to speak. That's cool. I can't wait. I can't wait for October's meeting. Being reunited with my husband that I haven't been able to communicate at all for over a year and a half. Almost. This October, I believe, will be a year and a half. All right, love you guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.